What up, family? Welcome to Speak. Breaking news in the sports world. You already heard it, but we will give you some of the details. Deshaun Watson out the remainder of the season. A fractured bone in his throwing shoulder. Now, keep in mind, he finished the game versus the Baltimore Ravens 14-14 with the fractured shoulder, with the high ankle sprain, but now it doesn't matter. He's out for the season. The Ravens currently, well, the Browns currently sixth in the AFC, sitting at 6-3. Deshaun Watson started 5-1, but this is the most polarizing topic you will hear in sports this week. Because remember, the Browns gave up $230 million for that man. $230. So, Shady, here is the question that everybody is debating. Literally, everybody in the sports world, social media, on X, on Instagram, on TikTok, I've seen debates, and on television. But I can't wait to hear your answer as we dive in. Should the Browns regret trading that $230 million, those first-round picks, should they regret trading for Deshaun Watson?
I'm going to say no. They shouldn't regret that. I think Deshaun Watson in Atlanta was played 12 games in 2 years, right? So it's not enough serving size to really judge on that contract. Now, they did give him $230 million, and he has been playing up to that level of money, but it's still fresh. He has how many years left on his deal?
He got another till 2026.
Yeah, so he had time, right? I hate when people, they like, when people get a contract, and if they don't deliver the first year, like, everybody's upset. Well, man, they give me a contract to see how I do off out of that contract. So he has some time to deliver. I think that they're building a good team. They got super amazing defense. They can run the ball very well. Really, really good offensive line. They're missing that quarterback. And I think Deshaun Watson, he was – I don't want to lie to the people now. He hasn't been playing great. Yeah. But I think he's slowly getting better and better and better from the Texan days of Deshaun Watson.
I like where your head is at with that one. But this is interesting, Joy, because you hear so many debates. And I've had people say, well, this is a worst trade in the history of the NFL. I'm like, that's asinine. It's hyperbolic. Maybe they're doing it for retweets. I don't know. But where do you stand? Should the Browns regret trading for Deshaun already?
Well, we don't know if it's the worst trade in the history of the NFL yet. Just like we don't know if they should regret trading for him yet. The book is still being written on Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. So far, it has been a colossal disappointment. I understand what their record is this year. None of us feel like they're competing with any of the top teams in the AFC in the postseason with Deshaun Watson playing the way he's playing, I think.
I disagree, but I hear you.
Okay. Well, my feeling is that he would get smoked. They would get smoked. If the best and the best are playing at the best of the best in the postseason, what they've been able to do with Deshaun Watson offensively, if his play would not match up. But it doesn't matter. We're not going to find out this year.
Right.
So the point is, they can't say they regret it yet because we don't know. The contract's not over, as Shady just said. We haven't had any evidence that he's lived up to $230 million, but we still have time to figure that out, hopefully. Now, if he comes back healthy next year and he's playing at a high level, this conversation will have been pointless. The tweets about the worst trade in NFL history are pointless, and we can move on and continue to see what the story is. But right now, it's been disappointing.
Wait, real quick before you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like, how would you compare the Rush trade to this trade? Like, we'll be
Russell Wilson.
That Russell Wilson trade is way worse.
Oh, okay, all right.
Way.
I was thinking about, they said the worst trade of all time.
That's why I can't
even if we don't know what's going to happen with Russ in Denver.
Well, the reason is just look at Russ's record. Like, you play to win the game. I forget who famously said that. And even look at the play. Like, remember, well, I don't want to make this a Russell Wilson
conversation. Yeah,
right, right.
I don't want to make it a Russell Wilson
conversation. But I mean, that's what we were saying about Russ last year.
Yeah,
like, we don't know if this is as the worst trade in NFL history because if he ends up winning the Super Bowl in his time in that contract, then how could it possibly be the worst trade? We don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun.
Well, for me, no. My answer is no, too. And I'm with Shady because it's a small sample size. You're talking about 12 games. And, yes, we want Deshaun Watson to step on this football field and look like the Deshaun Watson of the Texans right away. That has not happened. But what has happened is when he's on the field, they win. When he's off the field, they lose. Whether who's the quarterback, right? If Deshaun Watson is not there, we don't know who's the quarterback going to be, right? It could be Baker Mayfield. It could be another free agent. It could be anybody. We don't know if they win. They're 5-1 with him in the ballgame, even though he has not played his best and hasn't played to his potential or lived up to the hype. They're 5-1 in a really good position right now to make the playoffs. So when you talk about regret, they would have to be losing. He would have to be playing really bad. And then we could be sitting here talking about, man, they should be regret trading for Deshaun Watson. But it is way too early. And even with it being early, he's delivering wins. Whether they flashy, whatever they may be, they're winning. Whether you think it's the defense doing it all, whatever you think, he's under center starting the football games and winning. right? So with that being said, when you're sitting at 5-1, even though you're not playing your best or looking like the Deshaun Watson from the Texans, I can't say they should regret this one. Yet.
And I want, just real quick, Acho, you're speaking as not just a fan, but a person that loves football, the way you're talking. But if I'm a GM, if I'm an owner.
Talk to me.
Right? If I'm the president.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're 5-1, cool. Uh-huh. I'm happy about that.
Uh-huh.
But when I look at these numbers, right, and I can pay this dude $230 million.
Yep.
And you give me 185 yards per game.
Yeah.
That's ranked 28th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, 210 yards per game, ranked 26th? Mm-hmm. Then you have 8 touchdowns, 24th? Mm-hmm. So when you're saying these things, right, and I'm listening to you because you are my guy.
I'm with you.
I'm on your team.
Yep.
Right? If somebody do something, you should do the Draymond and take care of it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you can't say that and be honest.
Now,
because we are 5-1, but, bro, we gave you $230 million for greatness.
And I'm
not for 185 yards.
I'm with you on that again. Okay. I'm with you on that again. Okay. If you tell me regret answering the question, no. If the question was Deshaun Watson got to be better, yes.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying? Deshaun Watson got to play better football. He has to be better than Lamar. He has to be better than Joe Burrow.
Can be right.
All that.
Can be
no
true.
Question.
And I love this conversation. It's fascinating because I am with you all, everybody. I think I'm cognizant of the fact that without Deshaun Watson, the Browns are 5-9. Over the last 2 years. With Deshaun Watson, the Browns are 8-4 over the last 2 years. It might be coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is at all. It might be superstitious. Maybe just Deshaun is there and they just happen to be 8-4 with them and they just happen to be 5-9 and he's not contributing to that at all whatsoever. But you can't regret it yet. One, because there's still time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But two, Shady, I was thinking about this at length this morning. People say, oh, they paid him $230 million. I asked myself, what else were they going to do with that money? So I asked myself, Shady, you know, I was drafted to Cleveland. So I was thinking, what high quality free agents do the Browns get? Oh, they could have done so much more with that money. What, y'all? In the last 20 plus years, they've acquired one all-pro free agent. So that's Jack Conklin on the offensive line. The other thing is, well, what about those first round picks? I asked myself, Joe Thomas did not miss one start, first ballot Hall of Famer, and he never made a playoff game. Myles Garrett, number one overall pick, defensive player of the year candidate perennially. He will walk into the Hall of Fame, and he's been to one playoff game. Denzel Ward, first-round pick, beast, dog. Y'all know what kind of talent they have. So as I think about, well, they regret it because of the money, I'm like, what else were they going to do with the money? They regret it because of the picks. Well, they've had first-round picks before that are first-ballot Hall of Famers. You had to take the swing. Has Deshaun been disappointing thus far? Yes. Agree with Joy. Agree with Shady. But I don't regret it if I'm them.
One thing that I live by is the eyeball test.
Yeah.
Right. Before I give you my take, from the eyeball test, do you think he's playing great football?
No.
No.
Do you think he's playing really good football?
No.
No.
Okay, boom. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
Okay, the second thing is, you talked about what would you do with $230 million guaranteed. That's what you said, right?
What would you do with the $230?
So, most times, if you don't go to the market, right, you do things like, okay, I'm going to make a trade. I know this guy is up for a contract, and the team probably don't want to pay him, or it might be too high. He might hit the market. Let me get something for him before he hits the market.
Yep,
make a trade, and once you trade for him, you pay him.
Yes, sir.
So a guy like Montez Sweat for Washington, they knew they couldn't pay him, right? And they knew he wanted a contract. So they traded him. Soon he got to the new team, what they do? The game broke off. So when you ask these questions about what they did with $230 million, because the real reason why they're winning is what?
Defense.
Defense.
The defense.
And Deshaun.
The defense.
The
defense.
5-9.
Oh,
We're 5-9.
Hold on.
5-9.
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. The numbers.
You watch these games.
But we could say the same about Kenny Pickett.
No doubt.
Oh, Lord.
We got to keep the same energy.
The only difference is I haven't seen Kenny Pickett absent enough this year to have a sample size, but I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. We have eyeballs. We know this.
That's what I'm saying.
What I would say about the money is this. I hear you. Cleveland has never had a franchise quarterback, or going back to Bernie.
Yeah.
They tried, okay?
They tried.
I can't call him a franchise quarterback.
We almost let him go with that. She's like, quarterback.
No, I thought he said Bernie. No, you can't count Baker if you get rid of him. Like, he just wasn't. They tried, though. And so if you're going to go pay the money, if you're going to go acquire a top talent and pay them $230 million, you're going to go take that swing. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like Shady's saying, they're not paying $230 million for no regular wins. It's why I always say when it comes to this situation, because we talk about everyone's money. So if we're going to talk about everyone's money, we got to talk about the person that makes the most guaranteed money, which is the thing that everyone fights for in contracts. We have to keep the same energy for everyone. We talk about Dak's money. He ain't making Deshaun's money. We talk about Josh Allen's money. We talk about Burrow's money and Herbert's money. We talk about Kyler Murray's money. So That all matters when it comes to them. But for some reason, what Deshaun Watson's guaranteed money means is nothing because the Browns had to. It very much matters. And if we're going to measure it based off of what people are paid, then it matters the most because that's the most important thing in contracts.
But the question, though, is then who has, because it's like, okay, well, it hasn't been great. I don't know if any quarterback's been
and
great
that's, this year. That was going to so be my next
like,
point.
Again, it might be coincidence, right. Y'all. Maybe Deshaun is the worst quarterback. I don't believe so, but... Yeah. Who has been great? Mahomes and his $450 million and that he just re-upped again. He hasn't been great. Jalen Hurts and his $200 million. He ain't been great. Lamar Jackson and his $200-plus million. Deshaun just outplayed him. So Kyler Murray, he just played yesterday.
Herbert.
Now, Herbert's playing well, but still, he ain't been great.
So all them names, right? Yes, all them names. So Deshaun's playing worse than all of them, correct?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think they've all had their bad games.
Ooh. Oh, wait, hold on.
Overall. Who's playing better?
Oh, overall, I would say Deshaun's probably worse.
We're going to count overall.
At all the quarterbacks you just named, the one with the I can't say the most, but the really, really good guarantee, right? What is he, like, second guarantee?
No, he is the most guarantee.
I'm lying. I'm thinking the contract, but the guarantee part. Yes. He has the most guarantee, and he's the bottom of all them guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means something,
Shady,
no?
It does.
Shady, I learned one thing from you up here.
That's what I do, baby.
And, you know, when I get up here and I talk about the Eagles, they not playing well. They need to do this. Mm. You tell me. Only thing that matters is us getting that W. When Deshaun Watson is out there, whether with our eyeball test or not, and we all know with our eyeball test, you are saying things that are 100% true.
The Super Bowl.
But he's winning.
He's talking about this year.
I'm just talking about this year, not last year. I'm talking about this year.
We got the best player in the NFL for the last 2 years.
But it matters. I got you.
No, I'm not saying it don't matter. What matters is the W's.
No.
They ain't playing at a high level.
The W's matter when we already know what you're capable of. That's why Patrick Mahomes is leading in the MVP, even though he hasn't played well this year, because we know what Patrick Mahomes is.
Well, Deshaun Watson
Jalen
got 230
in the Super Bowl.
He capable.
He was. Hold on. What did he do? What did he do in the postseason when he was in Houston?
He won once. He lost twice.
Gave up a big lead to the Chiefs.
Okay. So Jalen Hurts was an All-Pro last year.
Hard to do.
And played in the Super Bowl.
Hard to go.
Patrick Mahomes was the MVP last year and won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Let's just take them out. Let's just say they've put them over there because they've earned enough credibility that they can just go win games.
I can't take Mahomes out. I cannot act as if Jalen Hurts is just...
No.
We can't forget
how good Deshaun Watson was.
How many years ago has it been?
But I'm saying ain't none of these quarterbacks playing lights out, though.
He did that with another team. See, this is why this conversation is starting to derail into, like, maybe these people are right about the regret. They're not paying him to just win games. They're paying him to overcome and win Super Bowls. That's what he's there for. That's what you write that check
for. He's only had the opportunity.
Jalen Hurts has earned his check because he was in the Super Bowl last year. That's why I say boop you over there. He was in the Super Bowl last year. It don't matter.
So if Jalen Hurts don't go back to one, he earned all that because he went to a Super Bowl and lost?
That to me doesn't. That's not so why you pay.
Deshaun Watson has never been near the Super Bowl, and he has accomplished nothing in Cleveland so far.
But we've seen games where Jalen Hurts have, like, put the team on his back, and I'm going to win this. I have yet to see.
We just saw it last week.
Go
ahead. I'm not going to take that. You
up 14. They gave that game away. You throwing picks and all that, pick sixes. When you got the lead, I'm not taking that part. What I'm saying is Deshaun Watson, I've watched him with the Browns. I have seen no real Deshaun Watson texting type plays. Seriously.
Shady, that's objectively false.
No, bro.
Shady, let me ask you this. I've seen
Deshaun Watson win games by himself.
Shady.
Bad defense. Sir. Not a whole bunch of good wide receivers. I got you. And that Deshaun Watson, I fell in love with that one. Yeah. Pause.
Yep.
Now, I mean, if you want to sit and say a couple plays here and there, yeah. Yes,
here's my question, though.
I haven't seen no greatness from the $230 million that I thought I was getting.
Shady.
Hold up. When they said they're going to give him that deal, I said, listen, I don't have no problem with it because I know how good Deshaun Watson is. Yeah. Now when I watch him, it's like, I mean, he looks okay.
Shady, 14 of 14, Deshaun Watson finished the game versus the number one defense in football. 14 of 14. That's hard to do in Skelly. Y'all know what Skelly is.
Yeah.
That's hard to do in 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Skelly, even if
you gave him that, if you concede that,
yes.
He's had...
Don't concede it. He did it.
Sure. He's had one moment since he set foot in Cleveland.
I wouldn't say one moment. I've always said three games this year. I've always said he had three games this year. But even if I agree with what James said on Friday before the game. James said, you paid Deshaun Watson to win this game.
Yeah.
Because if you beat the Baltimore Ravens, then that's doing a lot in the division. But if you finish 14-14 with a high ankle sprain and a broken shoulder,
yeah,
that's what you pay him for.
No, you like pay him.
You say that. You say that.
Let me ask you a question.
No, you say that, but on the other foot, you don't think that that Browns are getting their work for Deshaun Watson, right?
Agreed with that.
Right, so we saying the same thing. You playing around with the games and all that and the words played, but overall, you just said that you don't think the Browns are getting their work from Deshaun Watson,
but
right?
If he makes the playoffs, he's good. If he makes the playoffs, like
made the playoffs.
Right,
why
right now today.
Your number one overall pick to make the playoffs.
Right now today. See, I know how to do this guy. He plays his game. Right now today, you don't think Deshaun Watson is worth the $230 million he's getting, right?
He's
right
not
now
today, playing no. like that.
No.
Right but now. That's all winning. I'm saying. Right now, so
I mean, but you winning, but
I know, but hold
listen,
on real quick.
I'm gonna say this. I could name about 20 quarterbacks that can just do that. What he's doing is to win the game.
Come but they lose no. without him, though. But
that's my point.
So there's a rookie behind him. There's a rookie behind him.
But whoever they the lost before he was there, though, is
thank
what I'm saying.
You.
So
thank
anyway,
you
know Shady. Shady Joy, I got a question.
I rest
for
my
y'all.
Case.
No, I got a question.
Talk to Joy.
So if they're 1-5 and he's looking like Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson lights out, all these numbers is super high, but they 1-5. You're not going to regret that? You're not winning?
Talk about, they won't be 1-5. If they get hold on, no.
But playing, he was looking like that in Houston, and he was losing.
You're playing the what-if game, so let me play it with you, right? We'll play this game. Let me tag along. If you have Deshaun Watson from the Texans, what they thought they was getting, and you bring him to this type of team with this type of defense, with that type of number one receiver, and Amari Cooper, they blowing teams out. Because the defense ain't giving no points up. You seen what they did, because they really won that game.
At the end of the day, they still won.
How about this? I won't even say they won the game, because y'all don't want to give me that. Y'all want to say, okay.
They gave up. The score was 33-31.
Yeah. How about this? The defense got them back in the game. Can we say that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so defense got them back in the game, and then Deshaun did some magical stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
What I'm saying is if Deshaun Watson from the old Texas, the one that was super nice, that was like that,
mm-hmm.
right, that with Patrick Mahomes right here, and he was like, right here, mm-hmm. that guy, if he was on that team, yeah. they smoking teams. But do y'all agree?
Smoking, winning close.
Do y'all agree?
Same. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But smoking, winning close
smoking
is the
and
same
winning
as
close.
W.
It is the same.
Baker Mayfield could do that.
Until.
He could do that.
Until.
Stop.
But I don't want to hear nice things about Baker Mayfield.
I love Baker. He couldn't have done that.
Stop.
Baker Mayfield was either good with that year in Cleveland or he was supported by the rest of that roster.
No, Baker was good.
Because which is it?
He was good. I've never seen Baker start 5-1. So why would I say that he could?
What I'm saying with the Browns is they did not pay him that. They did not make that move to win regular season games. They were doing that with Baker Mayfield. They were doing that.
Once. They weren't doing it.
Okay, they did that.
They did it once.
They did that. They're not if that's it, I don't want to talk about the Browns. If your ultimate achievement is to win some regular season games, we don't need to spend time on this show and waste America's time talking about you. What is your standard? Is your standard championships? Cool. Then I want to run my mouth about you. If otherwise you're just happy to show up and win some little games, cute. We have better stuff we could put in the rundown. So what are the expectations? And I feel like if you make a trade like that and you spend $230 million guaranteed on one player, they should deliver more than regular season wins.
But they was on their way to the playoffs.
Okay,
point.
But
we don't know what's going to happen.
That's why I say we don't.
You
we
think
don't,
the Browns will do it again?
I'm just saying, it ain't no playoffs if you don't handle regular season. You got to win your game.
Last one, I'm done with it. Two of them then. Two of them. You think the Browns, if they had to do this all over again, why not run it back? You think they would do it again?
Yes. I would say yes.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
And then other things like, because it's so many other quarterbacks that you can go out there and get.
But you're going off of what you think you're going to get.
I disagree.
You just
talked about eyeball tests. You're going out there thinking what you're going to get with Deshaun Watson.
What's telling you? Let's talk through it, Shade. Let's talk through it real quick. Let's talk through it. Have the Browns kept Baker Mayfield? The quarterbacks the following draft was Kenny Pickett, was the only one who went in the first round.
But trade. You traded for Deshaun Watson. So what I'm asking you is, if you trade for another quarterback, it don't have to be the draft picks. Just trade for somebody, you trade for him.
But you know
what I'm saying is, from your eyeballs just watching him play, you think they're like, oh, man, we'll do this again.
I don't think it would have been ecstatic, but Shady, you know better than anybody. The only reason they got him was because of that 230.
Mm-hmm.
But who else are you getting? Mahomes is not leaving. Dak is not leaving.
No.
Herbert is not leaving. Hurts was a rookie at the time going into his second year. Who else are you getting? Of course they would do it again.
You're not getting nobody else to go out there and do what Joy is saying that she wants the Cleveland Browns to do, and that's winning the playoffs. It ain't nobody
else. Who else you getting? You're getting Derek Carr.
I just think that the way that they're playing ball with the Browns is safe, right? It's not like he's just so electrifying to me like he used to be.
No, I agree with that.
And I'm saying that if you get a quarterback that got that type of defense, I think they'll win games too.
What kind of quarterback, though? Because when he's hurt, they lose.
It's a rookie playing back there. You keep saying that.
It don't matter.
Right
before he got there, though, Shady.
No, my man. You tell me.
They've been losing for a long time.
You're having a backup quarterback. He's only played 12 games, so stop saying all that. Like, he's playing all these great games for the Bears or for the Browns. My thing is, you got a backup for one. Your backup's a rookie at that. So how many games do you think they're going to win anyway?
But even before it was a rookie, you had P.J. Walker, who actually started the game versus the San Francisco 49ers, which surprisingly they won.
You know what? I'm done. If y'all think that Deshaun Watson deserves $230 million the way he's playing, and you think that he's the reason why these guys are winning games, cool. They're my friends. But I know when the TV turns off, I know what you're going to tell me.
Let me ask you this.
I know what you're going to tell me. Because he look okay.
He does look okay, but they win.
What backup, Shady? Because we keep talking about these backups glowingly. What backup?
Nobody's talking about backups at all. Actually, when he's talking about the 20 teams or 20 other quarterbacks he's talking about, it's people that are actually starting. What he's saying is there's a lot of quarterbacks, not backups. Stop talking about backups.
Yeah.
He's talking about actual quarterbacks.
I heard you say there are backups.
I know one thing.
What are you going to get, Shady?
Quarterback, she's right. And I'm going to say this. She's right. And also, Deshaun Watson's playing like a backup. Let's keep it real. You average 135 yards passing a game. That's rookie type stuff.
They win it.
That's rookie backup type stuff.
Backups don't go.
I'm using him. Dialing it up.
Hey, rookies ain't going 14-14 against the best defense.
Cooper Rush went 4-1. So backups do that.
Cooper Rush could do this?
Yes.
Who? Cooper Rush. Hold on. Let me finish. Cooper Rush will win games.
This is laughable.
He will win games.
It's not laughable.
Cooper Rush could have escaped Kyle Hamilton coming around the corner unblocked.
No. We're not saying that. I'm just saying he'll win games.
Cooper Rush could do this.
To win games?
Could have done that.
Cooper Rush.
The defense did that.
Cooper Rush for the
Browns. What did he do in the Browns, first half?
Cooper Rush for the Browns will win games.
What did Deshaun Watson and the offense do in the first half?
Wait, doesn't it matter what you do at the end?
Yo, I like that. I like that.
The defense gets you back in it, for sure.
You said Cooper Rush? You said that? Who said
that? I did say Cooper Rush.
I like that move.
Get us out, Acho. Get us out.
Yeah, you're not right. Y'all talking about he looks. For real talk, they should have gave him like $20 million contract. That's how he playing.
Get us out.
230? He's getting $30 million. That's it. Take the two out of it.
Well, if you thought this was intense, wait till we show you what happened last night with Draymond Green. Literally putting players in chokeholds, dragging them across the floor. We got a way in. Shady, did Draymond Green cross the line? Don't answer yet, Shady.
I'm about to choke you and James out right now.
Don't forget, check us out every day.
Fox. Crazy.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, we got my dog sweating.
Y'all playing on TV.
Literally 100 seconds into yesterday's game, with the score 0-0, this occurred. Draymond Green choking out Rudy Gobert. Klay Thompson getting into a scuffle. It was chaos. Chaos, y'all. Which ended in a chokehold and Draymond Green getting ejected alongside McDaniels and Thompson. Shade, we're going to battle on this one. Now, Draymond Green.
Yeah. I feel like Draymond today. Wait, you
went to private school. Everybody calm down. Shady. James, Joy, yeah. Draymond Green was out of line.
Yeah.
Completely out of line.
Think so.
He crossed the line. Draymond continues to feel like he has to prove his toughness when nobody has ever questioned it. And I hate when people are that questioning of themselves that they feel like they got to prove something to you when you didn't ask them a question. See, what Draymond Green needs is not an ejection. He doesn't need to prove anything of himself. He needs therapy. Get rid of all them anger issues. Exercise them demons. How long are we going to continue to praise unnecessary aggression?
Yeah.
Necessary aggression, I'm with that. But unnecessary aggression, stepping on Sabonis in the playoffs. Unnecessary aggression, kicking, hitting LeBron James with a sun don't shine. Unnecessary aggression, putting Rudy Gobert in a chokehold when Rudy Gobert just innocently trying to break up a little scuffle that's nonsensical.
That's right.
How long will we praise unnecessary aggression? Because we've seen it transcend the basketball court into the dude's actual life. So I'm not going to continue to praise the aggression because he put a dude in a chokehold. Ooh, big bad wolf Draymond Green came around the corner.
Right.
I'm not with it, James. He crossed the line. What in the world do you got to say?
Well, we're just talking this situation, right? We ain't talking about the past situations and what happened in the past situation.
That's
but
it.
I got
this
two
right
boys.
Here.
I got two boys. They 10 and 12.
Yes, sir.
And I tell them both.
What you
see
them?
Your brother in a scuffle.
Uh-oh.
You run over there. You start swinging. And you don't ask no questions till it's over.
Ooh.
What happened? All right? And then you figure out what happened. But you go over there. You protect your brother. And you start swinging. And after that, you ask what's happened. You get in trouble. Daddy pick you up. We go get ice cream.
That's right.
But you protect each other. This is all this is. This is is the big bro for the Warriors. This is the dude that protects everybody on that floor. So when Draymond see his brother Klay Thompson in a scuffle, I don't care about nothing else. The first person I see in white is about to get it.
Get over
and
here.
We heard some little stuff that he don't like Rudy anyway, so it could have been a bunch of dudes in white. He got out Rudy, all right? But at the end of the day, this is your teammate. You don't know what's going on. You don't know if he started it. You don't know what happened, all right? But I see a scuffle. I'm going over there to protect my brother. Point blank, period. I don't have a problem with this by Draymond Green. I don't care what happened in the past. Right. You see your brother in a scuffle, you go out there swinging. If I see any of y'all in a scuffle, I'm going in there swinging, and I will ask what happened when it's all said and done. That's it.
Jay? We'll figure out what happened, who started 100%. It afterwards. This is what Draymond is. This is what he's always been. This is the brilliance of Draymond, and you have to take the good with the bad. That's what it is with Draymond Green. The reason that they have those championships is because they got that. They need that dog. And like James said, I can't see. I just got to grab a white jersey. And if it's the biggest one, I got to go after the big. I'm the big dog. I got to get the big dog off my dog. That's just what it is. I'm asking questions later. We will figure out who started it. I will decide if you were wrong well after the nerves have settled down. This is what it is with Draymond. I'm doing the exact same thing. I cannot sit here and persecute him. I am not an anti-violent person. I think sometimes you got to be violent. And in this situation, was it too far? Is he getting ejected? Is it against the rules? Of course. You turn on any 90s basketball game, you're going to see this three times a game. Now, the game has changed, obviously, but this is a part of basketball as well. This is a part of basketball. This is a part of the game.
What is this you're referencing that's a part of basketball?
If you get in a scuffle and we get in a little kerfuffle, you better do something. Mm-hmm. You better be over there. Don't be standing on the sideline, staying away. I don't want to get involved in it. Ask questions later. This is just part of it.
I love every bit of it. Money Green, that's my boy, Draymond Green. Actually, we are friends. We are cool. He sent me a couple jerseys. But anyway, when you look at the Warriors and you think of the Warriors, you think of them as aggressive?
No.
Right? Jump shooters, yeah. Right? You play basketball at any time? Right? You hoop, right? Mm-hmm. When you play a team that is jump shooters, mm-hmm. the coach going to tell you to do what to them? You be physical to them.
Bully him.
If there's not a Draymond Green with the Warriors, right? Because he don't have a lot of big stat lines. He's going to shoot a bunch of threes. He's not going to be a scorer, right? He's the physical presence. And when Draymond's there, you can see the toughness. I'm not saying Klay's not tough. I'm not saying Steph Curry's not tough. I just think that the way you guard them and play them, you want to be physical to them. And Draymond is the physical part. You want to do it to my boy? Cool, I'm here. And the good thing I like about this whole thing about defending your teammate, he didn't go for the little guy. No! He seen a 7-footer go after his boy. Yeah. Now, the thing is, if you really know the Warriors, you know that Steph Curry is obviously Draymond's boy. But his man is Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
And he see Rudy grab his homie by the neck. Oh. That's all it took. He choked him out. Yo, my man, look, calm down. Yeah. And I want to give him some credit. He didn't really, like, hurt him bad. Mm. He just had enough to get him out the way. Yeah. See, I know you don't like that type of stuff, right? But when you playing sports, it's a physical game. And the weak don't survive. Yeah. They really don't. You ask an alpha men, right, that work out all the time, that are alphas. I'm better than you. You better than me. Let's find out. And sometimes it gets chippy.
Yeah.
If you watch a little play with him and Klay, it was small. He went for a shot. He kind of pushed him a little bit. He pushed him back. Now it's on.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you're my teammate and we go to war with each other every day, people don't understand, especially like fans, I spend more time with my teammates than I do with my family.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to harm my family? I'm not going to do nothing about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one dude tripping. And that's what he did. He handled his business. And I love it.
Acho, real quick. That's you. It happens on the court. What would you want Draymond Green to do right
now? What would you want me to do?
Separate it. Separate it. I don't need you to drag no dude, put him in. Separate it. Like what Gobert was doing. Separate it.
You're asking to apply reason to an unreasonable situation.
I'm a reasonable person. So
you are a reasonable person. We are not reasonable people. But we are all people that are active. If it's on, it's on.
Here's my thought process. And it's very, very simple. You said something that was very intelligent. You said Draymond has always been like this. I'm just very curious. When does somebody mature?
I would never
want to make a statement. Well, Emmanuel's always been like this. I would hope that Emmanuel at 21 isn't the same Emmanuel at 33.
But if Emmanuel at 21 was the reason why you are successful, is what the reason why you're in the building. You can't lose that.
You don't lose it, no, but you figure out how to capitalize on the good and lose the bad.
You're asking him to be emotional. You're asking him to be
professional.
You're asking him to provide something that is untamed.
It is an instinctual thing.
That's why when we call somebody that, you know that you can tap into that. But you either have that in you or you don't.
Because he's not acting.
You need dudes like this on your team. Point blank, period. Football, basketball, soccer, whatever. You need dudes like this on your team. You like Trent Williams? When he show up, ain't too many people.
You love Trent, right? You just told Jordan. You got what I'm saying?
They know Trent is about that, and they know Trent is about to come protect his brother.
Here's my thought process. At what point do you realize it's to your detriment? Because what I could suggest is Draymond Green has called, and I just hope that y'all would listen long enough to engage in a conversation. Because I can already see the eyes rolling. I would suggest that Draymond Green has cost the Warriors as many championships because of this same attitude as he's won them. Because we know that the Warriors have won themselves 4. But I would suggest 2016, many people say if Draymond didn't get suspended, they would have won. I would also suggest if not for Draymond Green's temperament, Kevin Durant would likely still be there. Say Kevin Durant isn't there. I would suggest that if not for Draymond Green's temperament, the Warriors may have had a shot again to at least advance to the conference finals last year. Maybe not the NBA finals, but at minimum the conference finals. You can't win the lotto unless you buy a ticket. So as many championships as the Warriors have won because of his temperament, I would also suggest
how many that they would they have won? Many would they have won without it?
I'm a believer
in 2016. They lost. They wouldn't have got Kevin Durant.
I'm a believer in Steph Curry. So obviously I'm biased because I'm a believer in Steph Curry. I believe that Steph Curry is a primary conduit.
Steph Curry's getting rebounds. He's playing under the basket.
He only plays one part of the game. He's the offensive shooter and all that. But you need – see, this is the thing, man. When you build a team up, and I guess that we've never been like GMs and all that, but when they build a team, you ever notice that, man, you got a lot of guys like a certain way, mm-hmm. you got a couple dudes that's different.
That's different.
Why is it that is?
You need some grit.
You need some attitude. Think of all the good teams. You got to have somebody that's scrappy. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to do the dirty work. That's why the Clippers ain't going to be good. They don't have a lot of dirty work.
You know who he gets compared to a lot? Dennis Rodman. Why do they compare him to Dennis Rodman?
Jordan loves him.
He has no offensive game. No. He gets compared to Dennis. He doesn't need to have an offensive game. He's not there for that. And I would argue that he does because offensive rebounds do count for the offense. That is an important part of the game. Rodman would get those. Draymond gets those. Rebounding is also an essential statistic.
All 4 of those that he gets a game.
He doesn't need to be the offense. You have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. He doesn't need to do that. Dennis Rodman wasn't there to do that. You brought up having these guys on these teams, right? Championship teams also have something important called roles. And if you play your role to the best of your ability, you don't need to be this. You don't need to be that. You don't need to be outside taking shots 40-foot. What in the hell is Draymond Green taking a 40-foot shot for when you have Steph Curry on the floor? He's not there for that because Draymond can't do what Steph does and Steph can't do what Draymond does. It's a team game. And the reason he's compared to Rodman is because Rodman had an uncontrollable thing about him. But without him, they don't win those chips.
If Anthony Davis had 25% of Draymond Green in him, oh, my God, he would be unstoppable. He'll be unstoppable.
But not only this, I know what Draymond's doing raises a lot of eyebrows to a lot of people. But at the same time, that's what Draymond is, and that's what Draymond is to this team. And it's kind of just like when Steph Curry or Klay Thompson throws up a crazy shot, right? They're the best three-point shooters that we ever seen. You're going to take those crazy ones they throw up backwards. You understand what I'm saying? With Draymond Green, hey, we want you to chill. But we know this is in you, and we're going to take that other stuff that come with you because you do bring the dog out of this team. And you need those dudes on your team. Every team that I've been a part of, we've had those dogs that you could point out. Who you want to go in the alley with, JJ? Boom, 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 boom. You need them dudes. You ain't pointing at all the other dudes over here that you ain't think going to drop in there.
Stay in the back, A-Rod.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say this, need them dudes.
Hey, what alley are we going into, JJ?
Steve Kerr is the head coach, and he's been through – he's been through a lot, right? From even his playing days to coaching. And the last time Draymond got in trouble, he said, I'm okay with that. He said, because I know who Draymond is. And for this team, we need that. Now, sometimes he can go a little overboard, but I'm willing to take the overboard because I know what he brings and the heart that he has for this team. And if we don't have him, we can't win games. Because if you look at this numbers, you would say, why do they keep Draymond Green? It's because of this type of stuff. Like, he has the heart. When you talk about shooting them crazy shots, I've seen Draymond go to Steph. Yo, why are we shooting that? Yep. He keeps everybody accountable, even Kevin Durant. That's one thing I love about Draymond Green. it don't matter how big the star is, big or small, he's going to keep everybody accountable. Now, sometimes, you know, he might keep accountable where you might get punched in the face for saying the wrong thing, or you might get choked out for doing the wrong thing. But at the end of the day, as a brotherhood in sports, and you know this, you need guys like that to keep everybody in line.
I just don't think you need that. Do you need some of what Draymond Green brings? Absolutely.
That's going to get you championships.
That's going to get him suspended.
It also got them championships, though.
Yeah.
Because we can say whatever we want, but what happened. That's why hypotheticals
all day.
That's in cement. It happened, and he was that way then, and they won those championships, and he's this way now. Mm. But, so we can say maybe they would have won him. Maybe. But what we do know is that he was there, he was this way, and they did.
And they lost, too.
They did. They also won.
They're up 3-1.
They also won.
You argue with the wins?
They also won. Why does the hypothetical matter to you more than the reality?
It doesn't. I'm speaking both realities. The reality is they've won 4 chips. Four of them. The reality also is Draymond Green got suspended in 2016. It really cost him. Draymond Green ran Kevin Durant out of there. It really cost him. Draymond Green ruined the chemistry between the Jordan Poole era. It really cost
him. It also benefited them.
So it's all bad with you, huh?
I just said they won 4 championships.
So that's
great.
Why are we arguing for the hypothetical of what might have been? When we have the proof of what is.
Hey, hold on real quick. Win 4 championships.
And Draymond watching this too, by the way.
Hold on real quick.
He watching this too.
Hold on real quick. Win 4 championships. Lose 4 championships. Lose a regular season game. Win a playoff game. My brother in a scuffle. I'm scuffling. Point blank, period. I don't care what it is. I'm in there. That's it. That's what this situation is.
I won't cause any scuffle.
If I get into it, because now this is the thing about TV now we do talk a lot about a lot of people, right? And you say some wild stuff about people. So if we see them.
We have experience.
You see that person and things go down, like, you going to go in the car. And
I'm breaking the scuffle. We've been there.
I'm breaking it up.
I'm talking about real, grabbing and all that.
I'm keeping the scuffle from occurring. We've been there.
Hold on.
Shady.
Yeah, me and a guy.
Not words, but hands.
I'm grabbing him like, what? No, I mean, did we get into it?
I'm getting in there. But I'm not letting it get there, though. Like,
no.
I don't have time for this.
You don't know
if it's going to get there.
Little Moses?
Make her walk.
I'm going to talk to him. This dude crazy. Hey, y'all gonna lie, boy. You made, boy. Boy, have you on my thing. This boy said he going to talk and stop it. What? He's going to pray over him. Young brothers, have a word. He's going to stop it.
What is going on this show? Well, what is going on in Buffalo? Buffalo, they're sitting at 5-5. Their worst record since Josh Allen's rookie season. Is their Super Bowl window closed? Next on Speak.
My boy.
Family, we are in 3rd and long, and if you're a Bills fan, I got some disappointing news. The Super Bowl window, in my mind, completely shut. They're sitting at 5-5. That's the worst record to start the season since Josh Allen's rookie year. Allen said, quote, "It's no secret the clock's ticking." But let me provide y'all some empirical data as to why I think the Bills Super Bowl window is closed. 3-year runs. Usually you have a 3-year stretch to get something done in the NFL unless you're a dynasty. Rosters on average, they turn over 33% over every year. So let's look at some of the windows I'm referencing. See, if you don't get it done in 3 years, you better anticipate a colossal change. Bills, their 3-year window, 20, 21, 22, went to an AFC championship game, 2 divisional games, but they didn't get it done. Some of the other 3-year windows, how about the Packers? Remember, 2019 to 21, didn't get it done. Colossal change. Aaron Rodgers gone. How about the Rams? They went to a Super Bowl, didn't get it done. Colossal change. Out Goff and Matthew Stafford. How about the Seahawks? 13-15. 3-year window. 2 Super Bowls. Thankfully, they got 1 win in there. Because after 2015, y'all realize they only won a couple more playoff games 3 years prior, about 7-8 playoff wins. Even the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons, 3-year window. They went to the Super Bowl, but didn't get it done. And lastly, when I really think about the team near and dear to my heart, it was the Eagles. They had a 3-year window. Didn't get it done. Colossal change. Well, they actually did get it done with Nick Foles. It just wasn't Carson Wentz. Next thing you know, you have Jalen Hurts entering in the building. The Bills' 3-year window, I think it's shut. Shady. I think it's shut, Joy. I think it's shut, James. But Shady, you played for the Bills. I've been saying Super Bowl window was closed since August 31st. I went on record saying that. Now it's looking officially official. Where do you stand? Bills Super Bowl window closed?
It's shut, right? It's shut and hopefully it's closed. Like it's not opening no time soon. For this year. Mm-hmm. Let's get that straight. For this year. The thing is, even though Josh Allen's not playing well, like we're used to seeing, he's not playing, being that superstar and winning them games with the turnovers like he did before, they have too many injuries, bro. Look at the defense. Everybody's hurt over there. All their best players. Von Miller is an excellent player. He's hurt right now. You can see the way he's playing. He's trying to get back to the old Von Miller. You look at the safeties. Poyer and Micah Hyde are up and down for injury-wise. And then you look at their... I feel like their best player on defense playing-wise is Matt Milano. I played with Matt Milano. He was young, he was good. He was really, really good now, and he's hurt. Then you look at Tre'Davious White. They're starting all-pro cornerback. He's hurt. So as you look at this team, I don't think they have enough on offense supporting cast to make up for the injuries on defense, right? And then you add on the fact that, yes, Josh Allen, who was the best player on the team, is not playing like it. So he asked, is the window closed? Yeah. I mean, it's so close. Like, you can't even, no gnats, no ants, nothing can get through that draft. So they got to make some moves. I do think that next year you might be a better shot, but right now, nah, it's over.
My question is, the Super Bowl window is closed. You're talking about just for this year? Because those teams you were talking about.
That's why
about
I said this
Aaron,
year.
This year?
I'm in perpetuity, unless they blow something up.
So you're saying that Josh Allen doesn't have the capability of winning a Super Bowl with the Bills?
With this group, Sean McDermott would likely have to go. Stephon Diggs would have to go. Like, something would have to get blown up just because I haven't seen it.
Mm. Okay, but what team have you seen it with?
All
other
of
than the Chiefs.
In the three-year windows you're referencing?
I'm saying it's not closed because I believe Josh Allen has the talent capability, and this organization is not one that I consider to be dysfunctional in nature. So I can't say that it is closed. Close means there's no chance this quarterback and this team are ever going to win a Super Bowl. To me, that is Super Bowl window is closed. I don't feel comfortable saying Josh Allen has no shot at winning a Super Bowl with the Bills. Mm.
I think I feel comfortable saying that. And I don't want to. Mm. I don't want to. No, but here's my thought to you, Joy, and this is conversationally. What would it take? Because think about how old the Bills roster is. Poyer, Hyde, both over 30. Milano next year is coming off a complete reconstructive surgery. I believe he broke his leg. He's going to be 30. Von Miller, I believe, is 33 or 34. I'm 33, and he's a draft class ahead of me. He's over 30. Stephon Diggs, Shade, you know him well. He's over 30. Dawson Knox is hurt and on his way out and older. The Bills' best players are all old.
So you're just talking about this current roster. It's over.
Yeah, they'd have to blow it up.
I'm looking at Josh Allen and McDermott. I'm looking at Josh Allen with the Bills.
Josh 27.
You think McDermott? See, even McDermott. You think McDermott will still be there?
Like, I think the Bills. I think the Bills have won the division three of the last 3 years. Josh Allen has come into every single year of those years as a preseason MVP contender. We've picked them to go to the Super Bowl year in and year out. They're struggling and inconsistent this year. Josh Allen has turned the ball over at a terrible rate. He has not been consistent, but he was doing all those things in those last 3 years, and they were winning. So they're having a down year. They're struggling. Yes, they're not currently in the playoffs, but there's still some football to be played, and I don't think that Josh Allen is at the end of his career.
Of course not. No, I don't think so.
So that's a good point. I'm saying the window's closed for this year.
Of course.
This year, it's a wrap. I'm saying go, but going forward, nah. I think the Bills are still going to be a solid team because they have a really, really good coach in Sean McDermott. He's not going anywhere. He's changed that culture for sure. And then you got Josh Allen, that's 27. He's still going to be, you know, like it's Josh Allen. He's had a bad year. It happens all the time.
Here's my thought process, though, James. It's to Shady and Joy's point responding to it. The Bills are regressing. They're regressing on paper. They're regressing off paper.
That's the biggest thing.
Sean McDermott, the head coach, has fired his defensive coordinator, Leslie Frazier, and fired his offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, within the last 12 months. He's fired both of them. Mm-hmm. The defense is worse than it was last year. Mm-hmm. The offense is worse than it was last year on the eye test. Now, on paper, the defense is worse than it was last year because they're getting older, and the offense is worse than it was last year because Josh is more inconsistent. So I can hope that the Bills will be better because I pray and I think and I trust that they will. But if I'm quite literally looking at the roster, looking at the data, looking at the ages, nothing tells me that the Bills will be better because they're all getting older.
No, you're exactly right. And I think the window's closed to win a Super Bowl in Buffalo for Josh. Mm. I think it's going to be a lot of changes there.
I don't think we see Stephon Diggs there after this year. I think they'll try to find some suitors for Stephon Diggs. I think it'll be some key veteran players released or traded. You talk about the two safeties being old. Milano, we don't know what he's going to look like coming back, so you're possibly going to have to go out there looking free agency to get you a middle linebacker. It's going to be a lot of changes within this organization. What I see in the future is them getting two first-round picks, and I think Josh is eventually going to be traded from the Buffalo Bills. I do. I truly do. Because their window was so wide open. This roster was stacked.
Stacked.
With the ability with Josh playing at a really, really high level to go win a championship and did not get it accomplished. Now we looking at it like, dang, they're going to have to gut this thing out. Whether you keep McDermott or not, I like McDermott. McDermott is a good coach.
Great coach, yeah.
Whether you keep him or not, it's going to be a lot of changes. Is that going to be enough changes to make sure Josh Allen is in the playoffs consistently? I don't know. Is that going to be enough changes for him to beat Lamar, for him to beat Joe Burrow, for him to beat Patrick Mahomes, for him to beat some of these good quarterbacks in the AFC? I do not know. I think the window is closed for Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, man. I do. I truly do.
Before he does it again.
Making him sign.
Did I hear you say?
You did, loud and clear, man. I don't think I whispered.
Josh
I
Allen?
Think eventually.
Let me put that in there.
Wait. Define eventually. Because yeah, like, right, the next 2 years or like the next 15?
I think in the next 2 years. No, in the next 10, his career over. I'd say
they don't give him another contract, you think? You
know, no, I think okay, he'll so get let me traded say about, before you get another
so
contract.
I'll say this.
5 years left on this deal.
And me saying he getting traded don't mean he bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't what I'm saying.
I mean, you traded player. You don't think he...
No, you got traded. You wasn't a bad player.
That coach must have thought that I couldn't do it.
No. You, when you get traded don't mean you're a bad player. I'm not saying Josh is a all bad right, player. I'm just saying that's what organizations
get
do.
Traded,
right. I mean, I still got busy out there. But let's just say this for a second. The reason why the Bills are a good team, you got Josh Allen, right? You got Stephon Diggs. You have culture there.
Mm-hmm.
They draft extremely well. Most players that we talk about, they drafted, mm-hmm. okay? The second thing is they do well in free agency.
They really well in free agency.
Most players that do well for the Bills are in free agency. And the last thing, they develop these players. So when I look at a team, right, that, okay, what makes this team a good team? Because we got to say for the last 4 to 5 years, they've been a really, really good team, correct? Mm-hmm. They don't win a championship. It's hard to do, but they've been a good team. They've been beating that division for 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All the things I talked about, that's what makes them a good team. So if they had to reset, they may have to go get a draft pick. They can do that.
But I'm just saying, how many more years is the reset? Hold on.
But I'm just saying, if you're talking about for the future. So we're not talking about this year. We're talking about the future.
We're talking future.
They're a good team where they
I know. So, and they have been a great team, Shady, with great talent and have not won. That's all I'm saying. So
how, by draft and
development, you're going to have to be able to compete with Joe Burrow, Tua, all these dudes, and you're going to have to – this roster's going to – I ain't going to say gut it out, but it's going to be some key players gone.
Who outside of the Chiefs do you feel 100% confident their window is wide open in perpetuity?
Hmm.
The Bengals.
Yeah,
Santee. Stop. She's right, because the Bengals, they're going to be different next year too, right?
Yeah.
Because people got to get paid. Since we're going to take it that route, keep going.
Right.
Because the Bengals ain't just guaranteed.
So the Bengals will look different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what the Dolphins will accomplish yet.
I don't know about Tua. Yeah, I wouldn't say
that. Well, I ain't paying Tua. They not. That matters.
Yeah, I didn't play Tua.
No, I'm just saying that's a question.
We got the Ravens.
That's open, I believe.
They're open because they don't have no real key money.
Yeah. Okay, so the Ravens is open, is wide open. No questions there.
That's two teams.
What about the Cowboys? Cowboys is wide open in perpetuity?
No, I don't even think the Cowboys.
No, Cowboys got to prove something.
The Jets?
No.
Go to the Jaguars.
But there aren't a lot of windows open.
I have Jacksonville. So that's what I'm saying.
There aren't a lot of windows open.
So then there's two teams that can win the Super Bowl.
No, we're saying that whose window is open. Like,
windows open means you can't get out the window. The window's closed. Windows closed, windows locked. You can't win the Super Bowl. There are plenty of teams that you feel can win the Super Bowl. There's more than two teams you think can win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So then there are windows open.
But by the way, they're playing right now, though.
This year.
But we're saying that it's closed. Like, it's closed. There's no chance that this team that has won the division the last 3 years is going to be able to turn it around with a few adjustments.
In the same GM, this is another thing. See, I like to go through the whole thing. Because when y'all say the window's closed for the future, we got to go through the whole thing as the coaching. The coaching, the players,
the culture, the GM.
The
GM.
The GM is a good GM.
Yeah.
Right? Brandon Bean is a hell of a GM.
Yeah.
Why do you think they got Stephon Diggs?
Every year, all 32 teams got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
But what we are seeing right now is the Buffalo Bills go backwards. That's what we're seeing.
This year, and it happens. Right.
But I'm saying this, Shady, is like, if
but
you
I'm
were
saying
going
even
to,
last year, you if, went to the AFC Championship, then you got smacked at home by Joe Burrow, and then you might not even make the playoffs again. It's just going
that's
backwards.
That's what I'm saying is, like, Shady, you can – we all watch enough ball, know enough about ball to look and predict what might happen. And the reason I'm predicting it might happen is because – this roster is the oldest roster in football.
Yeah.
Old players tend to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Micah Hyde, you're going to have to replace him. Right. Jordan Poyer, you're going to have to replace him. Tre'Davious White, you're going to have to replace him because he's had two back-to-back surgeries. I pray he comes back from his Achilles. It's an Achilles. But you're going to have to replace him. So now you got Taron Johnson as your lone DB. Von Miller, you're going to have to replace
Douglas.
Like, the roster is just old.
It's old, so, but you have a GM that does well. You just said it with free agency. Picking players, correct.
Mm-hmm.
For trading for players, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And developing players. Everything that you're saying they're going to have issues with, their GM and coach, they do well. You get what I'm saying? So they always have a chance is what I'm saying. And you still got a 27-year-old Josh Allen that even playing this bad, maybe what, four teams wouldn't take him?
I guess let me ask y'all this finally. I feel about Josh Allen and the Bills how I felt about Phillip Rivers in 2006, 7, 8, etc. Phillip Rivers is a fringe Hall of Famer, or we'll get into the Hall of Fame. Phillip Rivers went to an AFC Championship game, but if y'all remember, he only went once.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is a really good quarterback. There are not many teams who would have traded for Phillip Rivers. We could have said in 2007, man, outside of the Patriots and the Saints, once Drew Brees got there, everybody would have traded for Phillip Rivers.
Right.
But
at
the end of the day,
of knowing how it turned out.
Correct. And what I am doing is assessing Josh Allen is great. Phillip Rivers was great. Josh Allen is a top five quarterback.
Josh Allen. It's not just Josh Allen. This organization has been great. They've been better than every other team in that division for the last 3 years. Not even close.
But you would say they've, because I wouldn't say the Chargers were a great organization, but they were 12-4, 11-5, 11-5.
Only the Chiefs have a better record in that span than the Bills. But hold on, real quick. The Chargers ain't never been favored to win nothing. Let's not get crazy. They never was favored to win no AFC? What? Super Bowl?
We ain't gonna get crazy.
I like Phillip though, so I ain't
gonna
talk bad.
Get crazy,
like,
but we gotta get to crazy work. It's time, Shady.
Yep.
It's time.
Uh-oh.
It's time. America's favorite segment. Shady's gonna highlight the best plays from the week that you may have missed. If you thought the show had been fun, it's about to get even more fun when we return on Speak.
Excuse me. Holla, it's your boy. Holla.
Hey.
This is called giving out crazy, crazy, crazy work. Can we see it? I can't wait.
LeSean McCoy.
Look at that sweet feet. Stop, excuse me. Ooh, look at the footwork. Oh, my God. That's called crazy work.
Ooh. Oh, it's still good.
Get off of me, little boy.
Did you see the moves?
Left, right, left, right. Ooh.
That's God-given.
He can run around you. He can run through you. You know you are not catching that boy.
It's a bad, bad man. Now, that's crazy work.
Shady, you need no introduction, big dog. Crazy work. Get to it. Show the people what
crazy
they want.
Crazy wizard. Listen, every week when you ball out, you get some love from your boy 2-5 on Speak, giving out crazy work and give you a hoodie. But let's get to the contestants. Let's get it, baby. Now, we going to Dallas. Listen, I know what we say about Dak Prescott, but one thing, he has a number one receiver in his
give me that.
And his name is C.D. Lamb.
Yes,
11 catches for 165.
Give me that. Ooh, that boy look like
this
me.
Boy's so good. He don't even need two hands. He don't need five fingers. He needs three. One, two,
give
three.
That.
Give me that. This boy good. Please put some more respect on C.D. Lamb's name. Anyway, we going to college now. Dayton Wade? Yeah, Dayton Wade. Now, they got smoked by Georgia.
But he
smoked them on this play. Look at this boy. Give me one. Now, he only 5'7 now, but he got a 47 inch vertical.
Yep.
Look at
that
boy.
Big boy catch, though.
Dayton Wade, now listen, they say it's from Georgia, so he went back home.
Give me that.
He might have lost, and he was giving out
Georgia.
They couldn't guard him. I tell you what, boy. You know how hard is it to catch like this? Look at this. Like, am I getting it? Am I getting it? But guess what? Yeah. It was nice.
He didn't win.
He ain't win.
Shady.
The winner is David Montgomery. Look, he's a running back. Let's check this vision out. He got Isaac for the last game. Listen, defense, one rule of thumb, please tackle the opposite team. Don't tackle your team. Hey, look, they tackle each other. Listen, this is one of my young boys.
Two on them
so good. This is why this team is winning games and running the ball extremely well.
He's a beast.
Number five, David Montgomery, you know you're my boy. Let me get that.
Now listen, in Detroit, it is cold. Ooh, it is cold. So what I did for you, since you won, crazy work hoodie, baby.
When you go on them Detroit streets, you need some heat. Throw this on, baby. Keep balling, keep working.
Hold on, Shady, stay there.
So, see y'all in the playoffs.
Hey, run the David Montgomery play again. Can
that
we, Shady? Nice, I got a question.
Boy, I love this game.
Cue up the Montgomery play again. Shady, should Montgomery have switched hands on
no.
this?
Talk to me. Let me tell you something about the running backs. You never switch hands in the middle of a play. I don't care what the coach tells you. He was not an all-thinker running back. I am right there. Don't switch.
He's
never
switched
the ball. He switched, but you don't do. You know why? Because you don't know who's around you.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And I had my coach teach you that. The way he's running his ball, listen.
I hear what I'm wondering. Should he have
done
that?
No.
He switched at the right time. Don't switch.
Don't switch the hands. I should just play. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who's around you.
Yep.
And the way he's moving, he's scoring touchdowns. Why don't you tell him to do anything? Get that boy the ball.
I love it, family. Well, when we return, there is no bigger stories in all of sports right now than the stories in college football. A&M may have their eyes on primetime recruiting him away. Jim Harbaugh, star coach for Michigan, he's currently suspended ahead of their biggest games. And the college football rankings literally just came out less than 24 hours ago. We have to respond to all of that next on Speak. What is up, family? I'm here with friend of the show, friend of the program, and beloved Dave Hellman, college football, really expert, NFL expert, all things expert. But Dave, I'm bringing you here because I want to talk about the most important and the biggest name in all of sports this year. It's Deion Sanders. Now, here is the word on the street. Texas A&M, they fired Jimbo Fisher, their $100 million head coach. And Deion is a name that has been brought up. Now, remember, Prime has been the talk of the world for Colorado. Should A&M, SEC, big-time program, have interest in the biggest name in sports right now?
I'm going to do that thing where I don't answer your question. Should Prime want A&M? That's my question for you. Is that a guaranteed level up for Deion Sanders? I'm being completely serious.
Monetarily, other than absolutely.
Okay, cool. Monetarily, $100 million. We get it. Deion Sanders had a how many year NFL playing career? He was a very successful person in the media.
Okay.
Colorado is paying him pretty damn well, too. I see him on more commercials than anybody but Nick Saban. Does he need the money?
But think about this for a second. Deion left Jackson State. Why? He wanted a higher level of competition. Colorado is going into a hodgepodge Big 12 next year. SEC is a higher level of competition than what the Big 12 is going to be without Texas, without Oklahoma. Shouldn't Deion want to level up?
I get that, but Deion Sanders and Colorado have a seat at the table. Even in the Big 12, they're a major program. The playoff is expanding to 12 teams. Deion Sanders can turn Colorado into a program that'll be on that level. Work smarter, not harder. Don't jump into the SEC, which is adding Texas and OU, by the way. You already got a deal with Bama. You already got a deal with Georgia. Ask Jimbo Fisher how that went. No, I think, yes, I get it. There is the ego element of this, of wanting to compete at the highest level, but you can build a really damn good program without having to go into the all-out scrap that is the SEC. Other than money, which I don't think Deion Sanders needs, I don't know why he would want to do it.
Okay, you mentioned the playoffs. Well, this is the most important conversation in sports today, the college football playoff rankings. I'll bring them on the board as I talk through them.
Sure.
Georgia, they leap to be number one this year. Ohio State at two, Michigan at three, and lastly, Florida State is at four. These are the undefeated teams, including Washington. Now, I believe Washington has had to go through a gauntlet. Did we get the rankings right this week?
No. I watch you on Saturdays, so I know how you feel about this. No, right now, and I'm not stressing about it. That's the thing. I get it. We got to generate conversation, but those two guys over there,
Ohio State, Michigan,
they got to play each other.
True.
But based on what they've done and how good they look, I definitely think Washington is more deserving today than Florida State.
Okay, let me ask you an even better question for an even better conversation. Ohio State and Michigan, they have to play each other. One of them will lose, but one of them will remain undefeated.
Yeah.
Georgia, let's assume they remain undefeated. Florida State, let's assume they remain undefeated. Okay. That means you have three undefeated teams. Georgia, Florida State, and lastly, Ohio State or Michigan. Which one loss team should get in if Washington loses to Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game? One loss Washington, one loss Oregon, or one loss current seven seed Texas?
Are you going to throw up the horns here? Is that what we're doing? You bring me on to talk college football because I'm SEC tried and true. Like, that's what I grew up on. But quietly, who's done more in college football this year? Okay, Georgia, nobody's messing with Georgia. Who's done more than the Pac-12 teams? Who's played more good teams? Who's got better players, guys in the Heisman conversation, beaten ranked teams, beaten three ranked teams? And the thing is, they got to play each other. They also both have to play Oregon State, who's currently a top 10-11 team. When it's all said and done, whoever wins this game is going to have a way better resume than anybody else. If the Pac-12 champion doesn't get in with one loss, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be very mad.
Do you think, lastly, do you think there will be four undefeated teams? Do you think Georgia wins? Ohio State, Michigan, obviously, they go undefeated. Florida State wins and Washington wins. Do you think we'll get four undefeated teams and it stays easy?
Somebody's going down, whether it's Florida. I mean, obviously, they have to play. And then one of these teams is losing. Like I said, Oregon State's on the horizon. They got to play Oregon. They're probably playing Louisville in the ACC title game. I think it's going to get complicated because I think a couple more teams are going to lose.
Speaking of complicated, the most intriguing conversation in college football, Jim Harbaugh. Ahead of Michigan's biggest game last week, big noon kickoff was there, Michigan versus Penn State. Harbaugh wasn't on the sidelines. Right. He's currently serving a three-game suspension from the Big Ten. What happens with Harbaugh? Did they get the suspension right? What do you make of the situation here with Harbaugh?
I said I'm an SEC guy, right? Learn how to cheat better. Everybody. Michigan, learn how to cheat. This is embarrassing that y'all got caught in 4K on this many different levels. Like, how many cell phone videos do we have to see of what they're doing? Big Ten, act like you know how to act in the interests of your money programs. Like, to, without any precedent or any due process, they suspend this guy. And oh, by the way, he would be back for the postseason anyway. They're just checking boxes to make other programs happy, hindering one of their big money programs. Everything about it has been bungled.
Here is the question. Will Michigan miss him? They didn't miss him last week. They really dominated at the end of the game, Penn State. They did not record a pass in the second half of the football game. They ran the ball 20-plus times to beat Penn State, a top 15 program. Will they miss him versus Ohio State if he does not get the suspension appeal?
That's the one. And against Ohio State, yeah, they will miss him. I mean, he has authored Michigan's best run against Ohio State in a generation. I mean, they could not beat these guys. And I can hear Buckeye fans saying, yeah, it's because you had all our signals. Either way, they beat you 2 years in a row. So yes, they will miss him. I do think they're good enough to win that game quietly. Quietly, Ohio State has yet to convince me of their credentials, and we're 2 weeks out from this game. So yes, they can beat Ohio State, but they'll absolutely miss him if he can't be there.
Dave, appreciate you. I miss you. I'm not gonna lie about it. When we return, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, headliners tomorrow night. But which of these star quarterbacks would you rather have? We are not done yet on Speak. Don't go anywhere. Dave Hellman, I love you. Love you, man. All right, family, we are in our hurry up offense. Now get this. We will be delighted tomorrow night because two of the top quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, they face off, family. It might be the biggest Thursday night game we have seen in years. You got the 7-3 Ravens, the 5-5 Bengals. It truly is, Joy, a must-win for both of these teams. More a must-win, however, for the Bengals sitting at 5-5, if I'm being absolutely honest with y'all, but the Ravens don't want to go on a losing streak. Who would you rather have, though, Joy? Burrow, been to a Super Bowl in 3 years in his career, or the unanimous MVP formerly of Lamar Jackson? Who would you rather have tomorrow night?
Oh, tomorrow night.
For tomorrow, tomorrow night.
Okay. He was very
specific.
Stir it up.
Very specific questions. We already did that topic, and it was spicier than I thought it would be. Tomorrow night, I would rather have Lamar. Now, that has a lot to do with logistics. This is a short week. They are at home. He is a running quarterback. They're going to be very tired. The Bengals are traveling. They're coming off of a loss. Ravens want to win as much as the Bengals do. Even the Bengals needed way, way, way more. I'm going with Lamar in this game. I would rather have Lamar Jackson for this game.
Oh, I like this topic. We will ask who would you rather have in totality later. But James Jones tomorrow night. Burrow needs a bounce back game. Lamar needs a bounce back game. Who would you rather have and why?
Yeah, both these dudes coming off really bad performances, right? Fourth quarter turnovers. JoJo threw two of them. Threw a pick six. So they both coming off bad games. Caden, I'm taking Lamar Jackson at the crib over anybody. Point blank, period. I don't care. I know they ain't finished a lot of games and all that, but Lamar Jackson at the crib and the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson being a winner, I think Lamar Jackson is going to bounce back at home in a big, big fashion and win a tough game against Joe Burrow. I'm taking Lamar Jackson in this game tomorrow, just tomorrow, all day, every day, Shady.
What time out? You said anybody, right?
Anybody.
Aaron Rodgers?
Anybody at the crib, man.
Aaron Rodgers?
You going to throw that at me, man. My earpiece messed up.
I'm going with Lamar Jackson. I mean, I think he's going to have a bounce back game. Let's think about this for a second. The last time Lamar Jackson lost back-to-back games, I wasn't even on speak. Doesn't even really exist. Think about that. Going with Action Jackson. I mean, he's not going against the number one defense in football,
he's
is
not,
he?
He's not.
So I'm riding with the Ravens. The Ravens are riding with Lamar Jackson, bounce back game, MVP type performance. Let's get it.
You make a great point, though. You say, like,
thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Hey, I'm trying to work hard, bro.
Over you. Shady's in rare form today. Of any quarterback at home, you might take Lamar Jackson. I get that. But of any quarterback on the road, I might take Joe Burrow.
Joey B.
Remember, Joe Burrow went into Arrowhead in the playoffs and had to do it and got it done. Of any quarterback at home, I feel you.
And Buffalo.
But of any quarterback on the road,
but
I might take Burrow.
But the Ravens are an NFL best 19-3 at home in primetime under John Harbaugh. They're 7-0 at home on Thursday Night Football. Under Harbaugh, and the Bengals have lost 14 consecutive primetime road games.
Don't talk me out of it, Joy.
Regular season and playoffs. These are just the stats. These are just the stats. Lamar Jackson has 8 passing touchdowns, 1 interception, a 105 passer rating in Thursday night games, and has a 2-1 record. So I know we have some gamblers that watch the show. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just reading the facts. So,
family right here.
The odds are in the Ravens' favor based off of history. We know how hard these games are, especially if you are the road team on a Thursday night. Like, that's, those are just the numbers for.
Who are you taking, Ajo?
For Thursday night games.
He didn't answer?
No, he beat around the bush. He said, you know, on the road, Joe Burrow, good.
Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
Yeah, thank you.
I'd probably take Joe Burrow tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
You said probably.
I'll say conclusively. Joe Burrow had he didn't have a bad game, actually. He had a great start to the Texans game. And then he had a bad ending to the Texans game. Joe Burrow, y'all were talking Draymond Green earlier, back against the wall. Who would you want? Of any quarterback in football back against the wall, is Patrick Mahomes, is Joe Burrow, is Jalen Hurts. Like, back against the wall, I gotta have it. Yeah. I need a win. Mm-hmm. You have to win. It's Joe Burrow. Last year, Shady, you brought it up. I think they won 9 straight. It might be 10 straight. You might know better than I. But, like, gotta have it. Mm-hmm. Joe got it done. So, of any quarterback in a gotta have it moment, it's Pat, it's Burrow, it's Hurts. That's why I would take.
Burrow had a good game because he started good and ended bad?
No, I don't think he had a good game. He had a good start.
He had a good start.
Okay. He had a good start. He had a bad finish. 2 picks. Came in the fourth.
But I will say this. All those stats about Lamar and the Ravens and Thursday Night Football, and I'm going with the Ravens in this. But to your point, the Bengals have to win this game. They have to. They must. Mm-hmm. Like, they are in must-win territory for the rest of the season because of the hole that they put themselves in the AFC. They have to win this game.
Mm-hmm. NFL teams are in players-only meeting territory. Mm-hmm. Bills had a players-only meeting last week. Mm-hmm. Didn't help. Jets had a players-only meeting yesterday. We'll see if it helps. Oh, got to talk about it next on Speak. Players only. Family, we are in our 2-minute drill. Garrett Wilson said the Jets had a players-only meeting and had to make sure they were all on the same page. Garrett Wilson, superstar receiver for the Jets, but Zach Wilson ain't been getting it done. James, you think a players-only meeting will fix the Jets' issues?
No. In this players-only meeting, do they have, like, some candles and some boards set up that
A-Rod
are
going to
talk a little something over his Achilles? Because if they're working on that, they got the little healer in there doing some little some whatever.
I think A-Rod down the street from us right now.
I don't think that's happening in the players-only meeting.
But these guys got 9 games, they got 8 touchdowns. No team can fix that. Can't fix that. You can't get a new quarterback. So
a teammate could fix that.
It is what it is, man. We better get some.
Yeah, you're right. A teammate could fix it.
Yo, we appreciate y'all hanging with us all day. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Same time.